Los Alamos. All right, little beaver. Prod that pony.
Yeah.
You betcha. Get him up, Papoose. Get him up.
Come on, Thunder. Hit that trail.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Monk Murdoch and his henchmen were in jail, and the wild horses free again to roam the prairies. But during Red's absence, trouble has broken out in the cow town of Los Alamos. Almost every night for weeks now, armed desperados riding like the wind and striking like lightning.
And that's from the Pancho Kid.
That's why we're running for Los Alamos. Prod up that pony, little beaver. We're heading for trouble.
Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get.
Pound that dirt, fella. Stretch those legs. Come on, Thunder.
But meanwhile, in Fresno Yola's Cafe in Los Alamos...
Hey, Fresno. Boss.
Yeah, Blaze? What's the matter?
Plenty's the matter. Just got word that Red Rider and that Injun kid of his are heading for town.
I think that would be a mistake, don't you, Blaze?
Yeah, but you think maybe he knows we've been raiding all these big ranchers?
Well, huh? But me, I don't feel very sociable. Like, I've been hearing stories about coyote here who's been, how you say, making mud all over the good name of the Pancho Kid.
Look, mister... You're not being very entertaining. You've got something to say? Well, say it and get it over with.
Maybe I don't say it, senor. Maybe I just start press trigger and get you all over with, huh? Do you like that perhaps better? Bueno, you keep your mouth shut. I tell you when to talk. No, it seemed like the...
Pancho, that other fellow, he got for it.
Gracias, Felipe. You have eye like a eagle, amigo. And as for George, your sneaking sheep stealer, any hombre who think he can commit robberies and cattle stealing and blame him on Pancho Gutierrez has got no more time on this earth.
Pancho, behind you, that man!
Shoot out some lights.
Sure, boss. I'll shoot out some... Oh, my head!
Everybody, stand right where you are. Now, that's better. You gentlemen seem to have a rather noisy way of... telling your differences of opinion.
Oh, who do you think you are? You come in try to tell Pancho Gutierrez what you do, huh?
Pancho, eh? Then maybe all the stories I've been hearing are true. Little Beaver, stay outside and watch the doors.
Yeah, me too, Red Rider.
Oh, so you're Red Rider. Well, my place used to be full of half-baked celebrities today.
Maybe I can get it hot enough in here, my friend, to bake us all through and you along with us.
That might take more heat than you can turn on, Ryder.
Wouldn't take much heat to burn you down, Yolis. And unless you keep your hands where they belong, I'll be glad to send you right from here.
Mire, Rojo, you talk like a big gun, but I still don't see no smoke.
Well, Pancho, you're about to see it because I'm taking you with me to the new United States Marshal.
Oh.
All right, Pancho, and you too, little man.
Oh. Senor, I do not like what you call me. My name is Felipe Diego Pablo Ortega y Chinchilla.
Pardon, senor. But leave that gun where it is and start for the door. Okay, Pancho. That goes for you, too.
Stay there.
Little Beaver,
Get those horses here and make it fast. We've got to really ride.
Rider, if you don't mind, I thought if I stop this horse on the momento and get a cigarette, huh?
Oh, Thunder. All right, Pancho, but make sure I know what you're doing with those hands.
Say, juramente, senor, of course. See, I just take out a cigarette and put one in my mouth. Oh, a million pardon. You will join me, por favor?
Gracias, Pancho, but that's one bad habit I've never gotten.
In that case, I will use my own match. Huh? Amigo mio, this time you don't touch your gun, huh? Oh, that's much better. I will relieve you of that, huh? With you, a gun is perhaps too much temptation, no?
Yeah, Pancho, but help me. I still can't see how I let myself be trapped. Are these all your men?
Oh, si. What do you think? Every one of them. You think for one little second the Pancho kid is going to town and not be prepared for all kind of trouble? Oh, no, Rojo. These men, they always wait on a road outside of road for Pancho, huh? I enjoy to live.
Yeah. Welcome, not good, Red Rider.
I wouldn't call it a happy occasion, little beaver.
Oh, very good. It's not a happy occasion, Senor Rider. You know why? Wait, I tell you. Because now it is my unhappy responsibility to take you back to our little cabin and make you look like a kitchen sieve. Oh, Mother, Sandler, Mother! Cabin in this room, Senor Ryder. Do you wish to tell goodbye to your Indian muchacho?
Red Ryder? Red Ryder? No, let him shoot you.
There's not much I can do about it, little beaver.
No.
Now, no matter what happens, promise me you'll act like a real man.
Me try him. I'm injured, Red Ryder.
What do you intend to do with this boy, Pancho?
Oh, we have played for him, all right. Up in mountains with all ladies.
No.
They take care of him till he's old enough to ride with the Pancho kid, huh? He should make a fine bandito.
Oh.
Fine bandito. Okay, senor. You have any, any preference?
It's hard to have a preference when I don't know what the choice is.
Oh, of course, I'm very sorry. Well, I could, of course, do it with a knife. That's a little slow, but very, very quiet. Then I have a rifle, a shotgun. I even have a nice, powerful poison, if you like, eh?
No, thanks. I'll take the fast way.
Oh, bravo. That's the way I like to hear a man talk, yes. Well, senor, if you will move a little closer to the wall, please.
Is good enough, Pancho? Oh,
madre de Dios. Ryder, you have more courage than I ever seen one man before. I tell you what I do. I give you back your gun, huh?
What for?
You see that clock? She say 1 minute to 8. When she strike 8, we both go for our guns. Then when I kill you, I feel I have give you a sporting man's chance. All right?
Well, that's one offer I can't afford to refuse.
Oh, bueno. Here's your 6 gun, eh? You leave him on a table there. I put mine on the table beside it. Oh, those guns look so pretty side by side. So pretty, just like they were sweethearts.
Mine looks like a sweetheart to me, all right.
Hey, look, there are only 26 seconds till the clock starts to strike. Watch your clock, senor, because I'm very far sound from that striker. I go for my gun. You ready?
Ready.
My hand, Red, what do you do?
I shot the gun out of your hand, Pancho, that's all.
Yeah, no better shot than to shoot my hand.
I thought that was pretty straight shooting, Pancho.
But, amigo, I was not aimed for your hand. I aimed for your car.
That was because you were afraid of me.